Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Cave-In Universe podcast. And if you're new to the show, what an episode you decided to start on. So welcome, welcome. Thanks for hanging out with us today. My name is Vinny.
And my name is Kaylin. Today's episode is going to be a little bit different. Considering last episode, I was pregnant, and now I am not. in a good way. You know, we're parents now, so I guess we're just going to go a little bit off on that.
Yeah, a little bit of catching up. We might be a little bit rusty. This is more like a trial test episode to see how we do with the baby sleeping in the other room.
Yeah.
So hence why we look so thrown together. We're literally wearing house clothes. We're sorry we didn't dress up for you guys today. So please bear with us. And also hence the throwback background, because I ain't going to.
We're a little lazy today.
Yeah, we got to get back and hang around. I'm going to mess with the old green screen and editing and all that stuff. We're just going to do a simple episode, one take episode. Yeah. And so what are your thoughts right now? Overall, what we've been through. I mean, for those that don't know, I mean, obviously, why we're doing the episode, been through a lot the past couple weeks, you know, with the pregnancy and delivery and, you know, things that happen after. And, you know, the baby, you know, we're finally home with our child. And it overall, it does feel amazing, even though, like we said, lack of sleep and all that.
It does. It's like one of those things. It's like they tell you before, like, sleep when the baby sleeps because you're not going to sleep very often. I'm like, oh, we'll be fine. We'll maintain a schedule right away. And, you know, we'll both be getting some sleep. And it's just 100% not that. I feel like I'm talking really low. I'm just so like, yeah.
No, yeah, I think we'll be fine. Because we don't know. Yeah. Oh, okay. For that reason.
Yeah.
I thought you just don't want to be too loud. I mean, that's the point being out here. But dang, that was something I was going to say. See, we're going to be a little bit rushed, people.
Yeah.
Okay. So overall, how did you feel about your pregnancy? Because, I mean, obviously, it's easy for me to say, you know, you're the one that carried our baby. But, like, I feel like the pregnancy thing for us, or, you know, at least from my perspective, was kind of a breeze. And it was what we really didn't expect to come, obviously, when the baby is here.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like it didn't. It's like how they say, like, you know, the mom feels it for the whole 9 months, but the dad doesn't even realize it until, like, the baby's in his arms, because it's like.
Wow. That's literally exactly what happened to me. That's when, like, I was like, everything's cool. It's going to be great. Pregnancy's been a breeze. Like, it's all good. And then when the baby comes, I'm like, oh, gosh, this is what they meant about sleep deprived and, you know, being like, what's the word? I don't know. Always anxious or worried, you know,
definitely
irritable. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, all the instincts, parenting instincts kick in after that, I guess, for the old dude of the relationship.
Yeah, especially after too, because like you're like, you just have to worry about, like, you know, of course, just like, you know, taking care of the baby and making sure that she has everything she needs, and you're like the diapering master over here, we've come to realize.
I can't diaper.
Yeah, I basically office reference. Leave most of the diaper changes to you. Not because I just don't like to do it, just because I know you.
Because I notice you always throw the diaper changes to me, which I don't mind doing.
Well, I don't mind, like, feeding her.
I would literally change her blowout diaper and then go make a sandwich. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, literally. I just think it's just like, it's just one of those things. It's like, if you enjoy doing it, or like you're good at it, like, just do it. Like, I enjoy like feeding her.
Yeah.
You know, even though. Is it just me, or have you gained some arm muscles?
Oh, yeah. Like, it's like dad strength is real. Like, holding her and carrying her in her car seat.
Yeah.
And all the things like that. Yeah. Like, you use like arm muscles that you didn't realize were there. They're like literally specifically arm muscles that are specifically there to be a parent, because I didn't even know I'd be sore in these certain areas. And I'm like, whoa. Like,
you feel it like right here. And then you feel it in your lower back. You realize that you like have terrible posture. Mm-hmm. So recently, like when I've been carrying her, I've been trying to kind of just like straighten out my back, because like, oh. I thought the lower back pain was bad when I was pregnant. It continues after.
Yeah. But should we put a picture up of the little one? I mean, we're already talking about her. We'll put her, well, I have a favorite pic of you and her.
Okay.
But the old Delilah.
Yeah.
Old Delilah Lisa is here, everyone. Mm-hmm. She is now happy and healthy. Mm-hmm.
She's getting big. Babies grow fast.
Yeah.
I've come to realize that also.
Yeah.
I think you had asked me a question a few minutes ago, and I don't think I got to answer because we just started going off about other stuff. But, like, as far as, like, the pregnancy and stuff, you asked, like, how I felt.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'm definitely, like, dealing with a lot of the the baby blues, I guess you could say. Like, there's part of me that, like I'm, it's so weird. Like, I'm sure a lot of moms understand this too, but like, I miss her, like, just being in my stomach. It's like the weirdest thing. You get like the phantom kicks, and I've experienced a couple so far.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, it's actually really crazy. It's weird because it's like when I'm holding her. It's not like just like at random points of the day, like how it was before. It's like if she's like right here, you know, I'll feel something in my stomach. I'm like, oh, wait, she's right here. It's not
wow. Yeah, now we know why you always felt those kicks and stuff, because like the way she is now, she just is always constantly punching and kicking the air.
Yes, I know amazing. All about that. Yeah.
Yeah, and then with your, like we noticed it took like a good week or so for us to get you, yeah, for us to get used to, like your stomach not, you know, you not being pregnant anymore in your stomach, because like there was times where like I would naturally just like start rubbing your belly and I'm like, oh wait, like, you know, like, and then like one time I backed up and I accidentally bumped into you and I was like, oh, and I like made sure like your stomach was okay, and I was like, oh, well, you know,
like, so. I think I've gotten over it now, or I've like stopped doing it, but for like a few days, or I'd say about a week after, like I kept, and you caught me sometimes, like I kept rubbing my stomach or holding my belly just like at any time, because I was just so used to doing that.
Yeah, humans are a creature of habit, man. We get used to certain things, and which is why I feel like, you know, there's still, we're, you know, talking about parenthood and stuff like that, but we're still getting, this is obviously just the beginning. Mm-hmm. But I feel like as of right now, we're getting into the, you know, like I said, creatures of habit. We're getting into the hang of it.
Oh, no.
And everything. Is the monitor? Our got monitor a little just, monitor on here.
Yeah.
Oh, just not in here. Let me plug it in real quick. But okay. Before I do that, so yeah, overall thoughts on, I mean, do you want to get into the delivery and stuff? And
I guess, obviously we won't get into too much detail, but just,
I mean, that's the point of this podcast though, right?
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, you can just, yeah.
I guess the overall point of it is just like, it was a lot, like, a lot of people tend to get like misconceptions, or like TikTok was a really big thing for me too with the whole delivery, because I watched for, you know, a while before, you know, while I was pregnant, before it was delivery time, all these videos and like just making it seem like that, oh, the delivery is just going to go smooth, you know, especially if you get induced, you know, you're going to be in. And then the doctor even too was just very like, gave us like false hope, I guess you should say, because it did not go the way that she, you know, things happen. It did not go the way that she described. It was very like, you're going to come at this time, we're going to do this and this, and then baby will be here by this time. It's like, no.
Yeah, so basically you got induced, you were supposed to get induced for a day, and the baby was supposed to come the next day. The baby didn't come for 2 weeks, and it in
2 days.
Or 2 weeks. Jesus. 2 days, and those, it was 2 days of constant pain for you, and then at the end, it was, you know, we just, it was a big change of plans where, yeah, a lot of things didn't happen how we imagined, especially being for our first child. It didn't, you know.
Wanted, like, it's like we wanted things, you as like being the dad, and then like me as being the one that going through it. We wanted things to go a certain way. Like, yeah. I had my mindset on that I was going to do not natural, like not medicine or anything, because of course I took the medicine, but natural as in like, you know, pushing her out, but it ended up not being that.
Yeah, just basically everything went wrong at the end, and you know, it wasn't you, obviously.
It was very scary.
It was just bad miscommunication between the staff, and I don't even, you know, we thought having a younger, you know, kind of cooler, you know, doctor to deliver our baby would be ideal for us, but turns out, you know, you probably want somebody who's a little more experienced and willing to say what needs to be done, instead of just, you know, lollygagging around and just, oh, it's gonna be good, and yeah, you just gotta do it like this, and shut up. Should have delivered our baby right, yeah. Bitch. Anyway, so yeah, some complications, of course. And, like I said, now after a week of, you know, our baby getting healthy in the hospital, she's home, you know, and it's been over 2 weeks to get, almost 3 weeks now getting, she's going to be 4 weeks, so it's going to be going on.
She's going to be a month already.
Yeah, so it's going on our third week to getting adjusted to her being at home. So that's good.
Yeah.
You know, things could always be a lot worse, so we're thankful, and, you know.
And she's completely healthy now.
Yeah.
Considering everything that she went through when she was born. It was really a really scary time. It was a scary first couple of days. I'd say the day of, you would think that I'd say the day, of course, the day of her being born is like the happiest day ever. But also to the scariest.
It was very scary. And, you know, me, like I realize I don't handle pressure very well. I mean, I always know that because, you know, how I was getting and how hectic I get. And then that's like when kind of, you know, not purposely, but my asshole side comes out because of my constant like anxiety. And like I said, I don't handle well under pressure and worrying because like, I just got accustomed to the way I think. I always think worst case scenario in every situation. And, you know, I definitely was thinking that. And yeah, we had each other and it was there, you know. I just wish that, you know, other people involved there would, realize their place in the situation and realize that it was our baby that we were having, not theirs. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you see a lot of people's true colors in that, environment too. And, yeah, so that was like a whole nother conversation I might get into when I do have next episode we come back, I will have my solo therapy episode because it's something I want to try out and see how it does. And, you know, if it does more than the typical whatever 50 or something we get, maybe I'll do it more. But I'll get more into that. But it just, you know, it was a hectic environment and there was, you know, people that could have made the situation better, but instead made the situation a lot worse and definitely lost a lot of my respect. But out of respect for you, I'm not going to get into that right now. What's the next thing you want to get into?
I guess just her, like, just being home now. You know, like, we mentioned briefly, like, about the sleep deprivation. And babies eat a lot. That's one thing that's really blown my mind is that she's just always hungry.
Yeah. I mean, it's always, anytime she cries, she either, you know, wants to be held or wants to be changed or is 90% of the time hungry.
Yeah, pretty much. She's definitely our baby.
Yeah. You know, yeah. And especially how she, I always think she's, you know, definitely, well, I mean, we both love our sleep, so she definitely gets that from us. But the fighting her sleep, she definitely got that from me because she literally fight her sleep for hours and then finally be out for more hours.
Yes. She will lay there and yawn. And her eyes will kind of do like the little, like, you can tell they're super heavy. And then they're just wide open the next minute. And I'm like, go to sleep.
Yeah. So there is definitely being a night owl. She is just like her old man here.
Literally. And hates being woken up. That's both of us. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. What's some other things, like characteristics? Like, I know we're going to put the little picture of her, but like, you know, just like full on, like you said, she has like my eyes and like my nose.
It's crazy because if you compare her baby pictures to mine, she looks just like me. But then if you compare her baby pictures to you, she looks just like you.
She's so literally, it's like the perfect mix of us.
Literally. I was going to say that the perfect mix. Yeah. Yeah, because she has like both of her eyes in a way. Mm-hmm. And then, like, I think she has my upper lip and your lower lip. And then like, I don't know. You know, I can't really tell if she has my chin now because, you know, I'm not having shape. But I mean, I'm sure if I did,
right,
like that last episode a while back, yeah, she has like both of our chins in a certain way.
Yeah.
You know, I think she's going to have my ears, you know, mm-hmm. She's going to have more of my ears. But yeah. Anyway, I don't know. What do you think?
I think she definitely has like your face shape.
Yeah.
I've noticed
she definitely got your nose.
Yeah. the wide set nose.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. What else? See, another thing too is like, I feel like she has your eye. She definitely has your eyelashes because I have shitty lashes. They're so short and you have like long, you know, I'd say luscious, but like just long, lengthy.
I've always been told that, but I don't see it.
You know? No, definitely.
Since I was a kid, I've always been told that.
And they're full too. I'm literally looking at them right now. You have full eyelashes and she's definitely going to have that. But yeah, just literally just the perfect mix of us.
Yeah, I had this moment the other night where I was just, I was feeding her, or I was rocking her to sleep. And then like, I was staring at her and I was staring at her just thinking and thinking. And like, I got this weird, like, you know, I guess like daydream state where I'm staring at her. And like, you know, when you daydream, your vision kind of gets blurry. And I'm over here thinking like, you know, as my vision was blurred, it's almost like her face turned into mine. And I was like, I'm literally holding myself. Like, so I had this weird feeling of like, I'm the baby holding myself because like, she's so much like, I feel, you know, obviously she looks like us and, you know, like me, and I just like just that feeling like this is
like that connection.
Yeah, it's the connection. Mm-hmm. Like she is us. Like, yeah. Like so when you're holding her, you're holding you. When I'm holding her, I'm holding me.
Yeah.
It's a crazy, crazy feeling. Like parenting or fatherhood, I should say, better. Or, you know, better way to say it.
Right.
It's everything I expected it to be and everything I didn't expect it to be, but in a good way, you know, because
right.
You can only expect so much, but you actually have to, you know, especially me, I'm the type of, you know, experienced learner. Like, I have to go through the motions to mm-hmm. really understand it and get it.
Right.
And that's what's, yeah, it's coming to me like that.
Yeah. And I have these, like, crazy thoughts, too. Like, since you said you had that crazy thought the other night, like, I was literally feeding her this morning and just, like, staring at her. And I started thinking, like, because it's so weird. Like, and I think we're both the same way with that, too. Like, we want to see her, like, already, like, when she's 2 or 3 and, like, right. walking and, like, talking and stuff like
that. That's going to be a whole other experience.
Yes,
yeah.
It's going to be so crazy. And, like, I literally was just, like, you know, she's 3, almost 3.5 weeks old. And I'm literally staring at her and I'm like, can you just talk? Like, I just want to hear what your voice sounds like already. I want to know what your voice is going to sound like already. But at the same time, it's like, please stay this little. So it's like so weird.
Yeah, we're definitely trying to embrace every moment, even though, you know, the little, you know, because, you know, we're not going to lie. There's going to be frustrating parts of parenthood, of course, like when we're trying to sleep or right when we decide to lay down, like when she's been asleep for a good hour or two. And then right when we decide to lay down, mm-hmm. she wakes up, you know, there's going to be, I mean, it's not really frustrating. It's just a part of the thing. And yeah. just, you know, the frustration goes away as soon as you hold her or look at her. But you know, there's just little, there's, you know, it's not easy, basically, no. is what I'm trying to say. It's, yeah. it's not easy. So even through the parts that aren't easy, and, you know, especially the sleep, you know, being sleep deprived and everything, we're still trying to embrace it as much as we can because mm-hmm. yeah, this is a special moment in our lives, and regardless of problems and situations and things we can't prevent, you know, we still got to embrace it. And mm-hmm. I feel like we're doing okay with that, right? You
yeah.
think so?
I'd yeah. say so. She's definitely our little form of happiness, I guess you say, therapy. Like, I found myself yesterday, like, I, you know, left for like just a couple hours to go run some errands, and I was getting frustrated, like, when I was by myself, and I literally just on the drive home thinking, like, as soon as I see her, like, I'll feel better.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like that feeling.
Yeah, like, I mean, honestly, like, if this couple weeks has already proved, like, she already can't do anything wrong, really, because she's thrown, you know, spit up and thrown up on me so many times, yeah. and I just laugh. And
she pooped in your hand.
I literally, yeah, exactly. I was here to that. Yeah, I literally kiss her while her mouth is full of milk. You know, freaking, she pooped in my hand, like, literally in the palm of my hand. And I just laughed. And then when you got stressed out, when she started peeing everywhere, because we were changing her yeah. diaper, and I forgot why we had to pick her up. Oh, we were changing like diaper mat mm-hmm. or whatever. And I had to pick her up. And as I'm holding her, she starts peeing on my hand, which runs off onto my shorts and onto
the
bed.
All over the floor.
All over the floor. And you're like freaking out. And I'm
I think
just
I just woken up too.
Yeah. So you were, you know, yeah, yeah. That happens. And then.
Yeah.
I'm just over here laughing because, like, the face she was making, like, she felt like there was no diaper, nothing to block her. So she yeah. felt so relieved. And just as she's peeing with this face, I am just laughing. Yeah. Like, she can't do nothing wrong, you
no.
know, except, you know, when she doesn't want to go to sleep. It's not the fact that that part's hard or anything like that. It's just like, you know, we, you know, hey, go to sleep, you know, we just,
hey.
Yeah, I mean, you see, what we keep circling back to is just the sleep part. But, I mean, at the end of the day, we're good, you know.
We're good.
We can get the hang of that.
Yeah. You know, I'd say we sleep in, like, 3 or 4 hour increments.
Yeah.
Until, you know, we have to get up again. And then, you know, just, like, I think I took, like, 3 different naps today. I think we're more, like, taking naps right now.
Yeah, that's
what
it is.
We're taking a little
lengthy naps. We're surviving
off
of naps here and there.
Yeah, like 3 to 4 hours, because obviously that's not a good night's sleep, you know?
Right.
So, yeah.
I don't even think we hit REM sleep. That's why we wake up with headaches so much.
Definitely.
Yeah.
We're always on alert, too, because, like, she's noisy.
Noisy.
Yeah, she makes, like, these sounds, and, you know, of course, we already checked to the doctor. Newborns are noisy. But it's just, like, the cutest sounds. And, like, you said, like, she makes the cutest faces and she makes, you know, the cutest sounds. She's just the cutest thing ever.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Yeah. That sums it up. You know, she's, She's just the greatest. I'm loving being a dad. I know,
I have loved watching you become a dad.
Really?
Yeah.
So, explain it to me.
Just watching you, like, just from afar, like, just doing little things. And, like, there are times, like, I catch you, like, you know, when you're feeding her, some of, like, you know, the way you look at her. It's just amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's definitely special, you know. Gonna have some good old millennial parents. And we'll see. You know, I was even saying the other day, I can't wait till she starts playing video games. Like, you know, we get her a Nintendo Switch or something. Like, mm-hmm. It's just, this journey is just gonna get so much more, like, exciting and cool. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like we touch on, you know, there's gonna be some tough times. But at the end of the day, as long as we keep showing her the love that we've been showing her, you know, we're gonna make it.
We're gonna be A-okay.
We're gonna make it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is there anything else you wanted to touch on? You know, this is supposed to be, might not be as long as our normal episodes, but, you know, wanted to update since we haven't came out with an episode. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a couple of weeks, we did announce before that we were going to take a hiatus. Hopefully the hiatus is over.
Yeah.
But we'll see how it goes. I mean, honestly, not doing bad right now.
I don't think so.
You know, we might have
been good.
Yeah. And we wanted to change up our, you know, format again for the podcast yet again. Just, you know, we're trying to figure out, we're still 3 years later, you know, actually it is May 20th as we're recording this. Yesterday marked our official 3 year anniversary.
Wait, what?
Our 3 year anniversary of our podcast.
Oh, of our podcast.
Not us.
I know. We've been almost like, wait,
7 years.
I know. Yeah. I'm so confused.
Yeah.
Okay, yes, our podcast.
Yeah. What, did you freak out? I saw that freak out in your eyes. Did you think I was like mixing you up with an ex or something?
I think so. For like a quick second.
No, our 3 year anniversary. We started a podcast May 19th.
Yeah.
Basically my point was after 3 years, we're still trying to figure out what works, obviously, because, look at the views, people. Like and subscribe. Get those views up, please.
Yes.
But yeah, so we were thinking of condensing and shortening the podcast a little bit, making episodes more meaningful, with certain categories instead of, you know, doing 3-4 categories in an episode and then, you know, people just end up turning it off after 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Because it's just like so much, you know. I think we were doing too much. So, you know, maybe that was a good thing about this hiatus too, you know, especially in the hospital. We had a lot of time to think. Before everything, you know, mm-hmm. when we thought everything was going smoothly, we had time to think and mm-hmm. talk and, you know, and then, you know, what we said.
Yeah.
Anything else you wanted to touch on?
I don't think so. I think this is good. A little like, you know, like just to be able to talk and just like vent.
Yeah.
Felt
good. Good stuff. Good stuff.
I'm drinking wine. Feels good.
Yeah, finally. Gotta do the old pump and dump.
Pump and dump. Yep. That's a whole nother thing we didn't even get into is freaking pumping and breastfeeding and breast milk and just crazy.
Yeah, and I'm sure as we go throughout the, you know, just because like we did when we did the announcement episode when you were pregnant, mm-hmm. you know, we still ended up talking about it every other episode. So I'm pretty sure there's always going to be something to talk about, you know, even if it's just stories, funny stories, like, you know, the old peeing in my hand or pooping in my hand, throwing up all over me. There's always going to be little things that that we talk about. It's just, man, I'm loving it. I'm loving it so far.
Oh, yeah, me too.
You know?
We feel like, we've already, like, learned so much, and we're just, like, learning new things about her, like, every day. It's, like, this is just the beginning.
Yeah, and we're, like, noticing, like you said, learning things and noticing things about mm-hmm. her, and, you know, she's getting her more smiles in.
Oh,
and
I can't wait till, like, faces. We just make a funny face, and she just laughs. Like, I can't wait for those moments. There's gonna be so many firsts.
Mm-hmm. It's gonna be awesome. Mm-hmm. It has already been awesome. But it's going to get even better. There was something else. Dang it. I knew we were going to be rusty. This is good. This is what happens when we don't write nothing down and we just talk.
Yeah.
This is actually what our Cave-in-Cave episodes are like on Patreon. Patreon.com/Cave-in-Universe. Cave-in.com. Buy some merch, people. We are parents now. Help us out. We're on maternity and paternity leave, and you know, I used to always hear when people would complain, like I knew people that would go on, have to leave, or you know, not even real paternity leave, because they would just have to take off work mm-hmm. when their baby was born. And you know, I've had friends and stuff complain to me like, oh, like this, you know, sucks that, you know, other countries give all this like paternity leave, and like, you know, there's countries that give like 3-6 months paternity leave, you know, paid, and then like, you know, if you don't have the right job here in America, you're not going to get that. And I understand that now. Yeah. Because I used to think, like, okay, that's fine. Like, you're going to have a baby. Like, it'll be good. Like, you know, this is what you do when you have a baby. But no. Paternity leave and maternity leave are important.
Yep.
And boy, are we feeling that struggle now.
Now we know. Yes. For baby number two, perhaps.
Baby number two, yeah. I think it's time for us to do a little career change in our career paths and make sure that, yeah, we got some benefits are important, people.
Yep.
Jesus.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
But, I mean, like I said, there's things should always be worse because, I mean, look, we both still work from home and, you know, doing that, being able to still see our baby, you know, not being away.
Not
and even
everyone can say that or do that.
Yeah. And then, you know, we live out in the country. So I help out, you know, neighbors and, you know, down the street and stuff doing ranch hand work. And, you know, even that, just like I'm just, you know, a mile away or something like that, you know, not even. Yeah.
You're right there.
Yeah. So things like that, it just, you know, things, could, you know, no matter what situation you're in, people, that's one thing I've always told myself, you know, even through hard times and struggles. It just, no matter what you're in, it could always be worse. Could it be a lot better? Definitely could be a lot better, but it could always be worse. Mm-hmm. That's a lesson that my older brother Rudy has taught me when I was little. And I've, you know, anytime I'm really struggling, I always go back to that because, yeah, things could always be better, of course, but they could always be a lot worse. And I'm definitely thankful that they aren't worse. And mm-hmm. she's home and we get to see her every day and healthy. Mm-hmm. And, you got to count your blessings, people. You know, I don't care if you're religious or not. You know, count your karma, count your coincidences, whatever you want to say it. Count your blessings.
Yeah.
You know, what else you got?
I don't think and that anything
was a,
right now.
I need to stop saying what else you got. That was an inside joke when we used to make fun of Brendan Schaub. And then I actually started actually saying it every episode. I was like, I hate you every episode. You he says, what that. Else you got? What else you got? And I'm like, oh, when I was like looking back on prior episodes, I'm like, I literally say that every episode. I've turned into the man that I've hated. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, man.
But what else you got?
I don't think anything at the moment. I think we're good.
How are we doing on time?
I don't know.
Almost 30 minutes.
Oh, that's not bad.
These are rookie numbers.
What?
Yeah.
For
I don't know.
First time back.
I always notice when we do episodes under like 25 minutes, they don't ever do so well. It's like people want long episodes, but then if it's too long, they don't
want
it.
They won't watch it.
It's like, what?
What do you want?
What do you want, people? Just tell us what you want. We've been trying for 3 years.
Yeah.
If you don't tell us what you want, then we're just going to keep doing what we're going to do, you know, what we're doing.
Yeah, help us make it better.
Yeah, literally.
We're not doing good.
Yeah, I put a survey out on what you would change and what you like about the show. I think like 2 people replied. It's like, thanks. And 100 people viewing. Like ghost followers and ghost listeners. I appreciate you, but like, Jesus Christ, we're not going to freaking make fun of you for submitting a question. We're not going to make fun of you for submitting feedback. Like, what do you, you know, because I've been that person. Like, I've listened to podcasts for years and I still never submitted anything, even though like certain podcasts ask every episode because it's like my initial thing, like, oh, what are they going to think? And it's like, we're not those type of people,
mm-hmm.
you know, especially not now. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
When we're like pleading for it. But it is what it is, people. At the end of the day, it is what it is. You're going to do what you want. We're going to do what we want. We all live in our own world. And what a world we live in.
Yeah.
What a ride it's been thus far. You know?
Yeah.
Patreon.com/CaveInUniverse. CaveIn.com. Buy some merch. Legit merch. It's not made in somebody's garage. It's legit merch, people.
Yeah.
Help support us. Help support this podcast. Help support our family. But I mean, anything we do make off Patreon and stuff goes right back to the, you know, podcast itself because we just want to make this podcast better. Mm-hmm. Better equipment, you know, better studio, whatever we got to do. You know, if you love what you're listening and you're still listening now, please support us. Mm-hmm. And CaveIn Universe and all social media. We're not going to do the post credit plug, so that's why I'm doing it all now.
Yeah, I was going to mention the social media one at CaveIn Universe on all platforms.
Yeah, social media.
Social media on all of your favorite platforms.
Yep. And go ahead.
Oh, no.
And we're hitting our music. Yeah.
We should say, we're cheers, back. Cheers to parenthood.
Cheers to millennial parenthood.